Bob, I had a couple of people ask me, hey, got to ask Bobby J, what jumped out at him at practice yesterday?
The kicker. I mean, anybody makes a 65-yard field goal, I mean, he could have made that from 70 yards. For sure, 68, if not 70 yards, and it looked like he wasn't even straining. I mean, he looked very fluid. Now, you can't be making a 60, 65-yarder, then you miss a 35-yarder. You know, you just got to be consistent in that regard. But the leg strength is there. But it's like Dennis Allen said, how many times, unless it's the end of the half, end of the game, you're not going to attempt a 60-yard field goal, because if you miss, look where you're giving the ball to your opponent. But that's good to know that when you're trying to close out a game. And that's why it's going to be so important that we went on special teams talking with Deuce about this, that when you flip in the field and you have that kind of leg strength and that weapon, you know, you basically get a couple of first downs, you're in scoring range. And how that's how we're going to win. To me, with the defense and special teams, take away the football, protecting it, I don't see us blowing out teams offensively. You know, like we might have – I remember, Mike, we were watching games sometimes with the fans, and they'd be saying, oh, man, the game's kind of boring in the fourth quarter. We're winning by too much. That being with Drew Brees and Sean Payton, you know, we'd have, like, a comfortable, like, two touchdowns.
No more.
You know, two touchdown plus lead, 17 points. I go, what? You're going to complain about that? No, I think it's going to be very entertaining and going down to the wire whether you're winning or losing. I don't see us getting crushed because the defense is that good. And again, the scoring defense, if you can duplicate what you did this, you know, your 19 points or 19 and a half points or less. So let's say you give up 20 points. Well, shame on us if we don't score 23. You know, if you win a 2017 type game, 23-20, so what? Now, you might want to be entertained more with a more explosive offense, but the bottom line, we just got to find ways to win. And I think a Dennis Allen team, that Holly wants to win, I'm not saying when the game's all said and done, we're going to have more rushing attempts than passing attempts, but they're going to try and keep that with Clint Kubiak kind of 50-50 deal, somewhere around there. So I think we're going to be a running team who wants to hit explosive plays in the passing game and play top-notch defense and win on special teams.
Going back to the kicker, though, don't you think that for Charlie Smith this year, that's going to be a redshirt year? Because he's a okay, you can put him on that, you and know, that international
against,
deal.
Well, he's on that, and he don't count against the roster. But a team can pick him up if they would put him on their active roster. And they might be intrigued with that leg strength. Now, that's, to me, that's still wide open. Blake Groupie don't got it necessarily. It'd be interesting to see what happens the Titans game, you know, and have an opportunity to kick. And, you know, they chart everything. So they chart all the distance, the makes, misses. Like, bottom line is, this drive you crazy as a fan or a coach. When a kicker misses an extra point. I know it's further back, but you still got to make those extra points. And then if you have, like with Groupie, this is unacceptable. Now, you might expect this.
Inside 30 yards?
Yeah. Well, inside 20, inside 30 yards, he was 10 of 12. You got to be 12 out of 12. Now, 40 to 49, he was 8 of 10. 50 plus, he was 6 of 9. So it's not a shoe-in, I'm telling you, with Groupie, because – the Packers game, you look at different games. He was kind of up and down, Mike, and didn't have the consistency that maybe you would like. Put it this way, he's not so automatic that you would take him over Smith right now. I mean, that's just my opinion, that it's not like, oh, are we going with him for sure? But so it would be interesting to see, Mike, when all said and done, That what happens with that kicking battle, because that could be the difference. Like I'm telling you, if we make the field goal, we win. If we miss it, we lose. It could come down to that. I mean, I think a bunch of games, more than a handful.
Because your defense is going to keep you there.
I think more than a handful will be those type games.
The good news is Juwan Johnson back on the field. Now, he was all Adeline Highway last year in training camp period. And then, you know, he didn't play well early at all. Now, I know he was dealing with an injury. He played a little bit better later in the year. But I think in this offense that wants to feed the football to the tight end, that he could be a guy, and I was telling Charlie this, from 45 to 52 catches in this type offense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they want to feed it to him, and we know Derek Carr, when he's had the tight end, if it was Darren Waller.
With the Raiders, yeah.
He wants to get the ball to the tight end.
Well, no, that was probably one of the most disappointing things last year because you knew the history that Carr historically targeted tight ends often. And that you're thinking after training camp that Juwan Johnson was going to have like a monster season. Or a big part, nothing wrong with a tight end being the leading receiver. Now, you probably want Olave more 1,900 catches. But this is when, to show you how it was so like off the chart in a negative way, and I said this last night when we were at Tulane, it took until week 17 until Juwan Johnson eclipsed 50 yards receiving. Now, 50 yards receiving, no, he needs to do that at least a handful, if not, I'm not saying you got to do 17 games, but I would say at least a handful, if not maybe 7 or 8 or half of the games where you have that kind of contribution. I mean, that's not actually too much, but it took till week 17 to eclipse 50 yards receiving in a game, and he was limited to 20 or more yards of receiving in 6 of the 13 games he played. So, no, Mike, that production from the get-go, that's going to be important for Juwan Johnson to contribute from the beginning. I think Foster Morrow will build upon. He'll be a steady tight end. Hoker, I look at where Hoker's at. Mike,
I think he makes the 53.
Right. And you know, they want to see a little more of him, but then dealing with an injury.
And Taysom can play.
Yeah, that's
some of that age back.
Taysom
also
can be running back, tight end, quarterback. He gives you a lot of freedom when you look at that 53-man roster. Now, Michael Jacobson, you know, the 6'7", the tight end, 6'7", 6'8". You know what's funny? I think Deuce was telling me this yesterday, that he's really 6'8", but for football-wise, you want to be 6'7", instead of 6'8", because you view 6'8", almost
it's
like too tall.
Big.
Yeah, too tall. And so I could see them still developing Michael Jacobson, put him back on the practice squad. Now another team could pick him up if you put him on the active roster. And
he's been on a couple practice squads already with Seattle, Indianapolis. And, you know, he's a former basketball player, played in the European League. And so football's still sort of new to him as he's kind of working around. But I thought they'd maybe try to feed him a little bit more this preseason.
Yeah, well, you know who took advantage? It was Hoker maybe, but was Fairchild. He had 3 targets, 3 catches against the 49ers, 10.5 yard average. Had a long gain of 18. Mike, where was he at? He was a free agent. He's not a rookie. He's from out of Kansas. Good size, 6'4", 260. So he was in somebody's camp last year, but he's a Kansas Jayhawk. And that being Mason Fairchild. Whenever I hear Fairchild, the name, I just think, oh, is that related to Morgan? Is that related to Morgan Fairchild?
Been watching too many soap operas.
Yeah.